reconsider those things, because we're probably within 50 feet of that. And I lost 2 pear trees to the high winds on that tower this last storm that we had, because it was straight line winds. So that is a concern of mine as well, so for my employees. So those are the basic concerns. The value and what it's going to do to our property that we've been working so hard to build up, and the health risks that it might bring to my employees and to my family. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You got Bob Jones? Is that the way I'm reading it?
I think it's pretty well self, microwave. Talked about it there.
Why don't you come up here, sir, and speak in the mic.
Bob Jones, and I built that road in there for him whenever I gave my son that piece of property where he lives at the end of this road. And, and that's up on a bank there where they're going to put that, and that's awful close to everything there, the road and the his house. And he's out driving a truck. There's a reason he's not here. I mean, so he couldn't be here, but he don't want it to, there like that, So.
Sir, does your son live down the road there?
Yeah, he lives on down the end of the road, and up on the bank there.
Okay, I'm with you.
And there is a pie shape. See, are they going to buy that pie shape that runs out there like that, and it runs plumb down to his corner down there by where his road turns in? I don't understand.
From survey we've got, it doesn't go, it goes down to that corner, but it does go all the way out to the highway.
No, it wouldn't go to the highway. But,
just a little triangle.
So there's a lot of ifs there, and they're going to widen that easement, I suppose, because it's just a 16-foot easement or something in there. I mean,
well, it's a 50-foot easement right away, but the road's probably only about that wide.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. I can't believe it, they're putting it around there, and up again that line, up again his line like that, I mean, they're putting it right there on 8 or 10 foot of that line,
Have you seen a survey on this?
No, not really. Huh?
That's You're welcome to take this.
We tried to get one, but we couldn't.
You can keep it if you want.
Okay.
I think I know where I can get another one.
Okay. Does anybody else want to speak on? You're his wife.
I am. I have a question, sir. Would you go back to that road picture, please? I'm Elda Jones. And we've lived at that property a long time, and no, that's not Dave Orr's store. We've lived.
No.
We're the Barefooted Hillbillies from here, and we'll get
hillbilly
you where your
lost.
Coon hunting was. We'll go coon
this
hunting with you, okay?
Is lost for a minute.
Hey, that if you'll get back to that road picture,
okay.
If you will,
which,
please. It was the road easement you're showing in.
Oh, okay.
And that road easement is only 16 feet right now, and that is the only road that goes into our son's home. And we're just in question in what is going to happen to that road, and who will be using it. Of course, are they moving the road? Because that little pie shape I'm seeing, you're still not got the right picture that I wanted. I mean, the real picture. I know this is a great map. Yeah, that's a great map. We women like the real pictures. Get us to the real stuff. but we're all for doing the right thing, but that is the most heavy residential part of Linda Crosby's property. There are actually 3. They're not just 2 homes there. There's 3. And so we're right there in the cluster, and Linda is the farthest home from that. Why don't she find another piece of property that she has that is idealistic for this that wouldn't be in the cluster of these homes? And taking that road easement, they're going to have to work on. Still, you can't get to my picture, can you?
I wasn't sure which, sorry.
It's the real picture of the road that I identify with.
Okay, the video?
The video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but there is lots, she has lots more other properties. Yeah, now, as my husband said, we have to maintain that road. We have to keep it up for Howard. As he said, they're truck drivers. They're trying to make a living that way. And so the only way for us to get into that property is that road easement. And that's only 16 feet. There's not 50 feet there. And when you go up that road and you say right here is going to be the tower, it looks like it's right in the middle of the road. That's what we're in question of, is where exactly is this going to fit? Because there is a little teeny tiny piece of pie, and as my husband said, it's on the bank, and I'm saying, there is not room for a tower up there, guys. We're going to have to stretch some property. We're going to have to flatten this hill, but which we know all how to do. But, I just don't think, because this, as you see, it's a little teeny tiny road. There's no passing there. And who's going to be on that road, and how are you going to maintain and see that tower's in? Now, see that little tiny pie up through there? That is just feet. That's not, I don't know how many acres we are talking about here, but we're really going to have to stretch some acres to get that much property out there. So that's what our question is, and it's too close to the residents for us to be comfortable with that.
Okay.
And so we would like for you to reconsider just asking the Vanderlink to find another piece of property, that Linda has gobs of property there, that it wouldn't be a sore thumb to everybody, and it wouldn't be right out in our front door, wouldn't be right there in the road. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll go Kuna.
Are you speaking on this?
No, he's
boy in the red shirt?
No.
No. Are you folks speaking?
No.
Is anybody else speaking on this? You are.
Yeah.
I thought you was with them. I'm talking about the other people, not the people in there. No, I was talking about these people. I know you're with Kent.
I'd
okay.
like to hear from them.
Yeah.
A little clarification.
I just want to make sure everybody has spoke on the other side.
We talk. Now we listen to each other.
Okay.
I'd like for you to come forward.
Now you can come up.
Give us a little more.
I'm Garrett Vanderpool, and my father, I had the blessing of him taking this project on and helping out, and it's been great, great experience. I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things. Fortunately, I definitely want to say thanks to Greg and the Joneses. I love, value your insight, and appreciate, you know, really appreciate you guys coming and talking. I do want to say that there is a 50-foot road easement that is going to be, like, there, but maybe not, you know, 17-foot. Howard Jones, I did talk to Howard on the phone, which is Bob's son, and he is an over-road truck driver, and I do believe that he actually uses this road with his truck and actually parks his truck down at the house.
He so don't want to meet anyone.
They do a great job. Bob did a great job on that road. He really did.
The tractors are not.
Just the truck itself, not the trailer.
Yeah,
the trailer would be a little rough. But this is zoned commercial as well currently. This is residential, I believe. And this is Linda's house. She has a tenant there that she rents long term to. And the tower, and I would defer to my dad for this, but like the tower should be right here, and I think he did point that out. And a monopole self-supporting structure, they're actually going to that instead of guided towers. It's really the new generation of a tower in regard to stability, structure, composite in regard to concrete. It really has that. I don't know. They figure out how to do it, engineer it, and It's less of an eyesore than the traditional guide wires. It doesn't require as much land. And, I mean, that's really where it's all going from a tower perspective. Not as much self-supporting towers. So, and it, these monopoles, they're everywhere in regard to, like, where they're placed. Because of their sustainability and structure, they can be put literally right, and they are, put within, like, a corner of a block and houses, residential, everywhere, you know, around it. To speak to some of the concerns in regard to RF, our equipment is standard. We use 2.4 to 5.8 gigahertz, which is the same as your wireless router in your home or business. So anybody that has a wireless router is using the same frequencies that we actually use. The way it actually works in our equipment specifically is it uses the shapes of the actual antennas to create distance and allows them to communicate long distance. Most of everything we use is line of sight. And another thing too, to speak, if in fact there was RF, like what Greg was talking about, it, and I don't want to bore you because I can get into engineering very, very quickly. It actually, we would provide a shelter of RF because the equipment is actually at an elevation of 150 feet. So if in the fact, you know, like I said, the stuff we use is the grade that you have in your house or what, but you actually have a blanket of shelter being directly underneath an object like that. So from any, you know, if there was RF, that you actually, from an engineering perspective, actually have some protection of being the equipment being 150. I mean, that's why commercial grade cellular equipment, they can put it anywhere. It's because it is up high enough that it is projecting out longer away. So that's all.
I have a question is, what about the concern of fall radius within the tower? How is it designed in case of a windstorm being in proximity to the local residents?
Yeah, so that's a great question. That being here, this being 81, it being 170 feet, the engineering diagrams that we would present to you would actually show at what wind load capacity or collapse, it will show that information in regard to how far it breaks. The tower doesn't fall like this, it falls like this. So the likelihood of it fall, it won't fall straight like that, it will go like this. So it will bend and bow. It will not actually physically go all the way down. Does that kind of answer the question?
What kind of radius are you talking about when it does collapse within?
So the length,
do you have a certain
section
radius? I mean,
so that's a great,
what's the length of each section?
What is the length of each section?
Because you've said either 150 or 170.
Correct. I do believe that there's four sections.
I have specifications on the 170. The 170, there is 50 at the bottom and then a small increment above. 53, and then the next one up is 47 more feet. The next one up is, let's see here.
So
is it designed to collapse within a 50-foot radius of the
correct. The
anchor location,
every,
I mean, or
every location, okay, so it's bolted, heavily bolted, you know, each section, right, into each other. So the reason they don't do one long one is for that design and structure. A, easeability of transport and all of that. But you are right where it will bend at that location, so it's not going to, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to, like, if there's two sections, it's only going to bend, it's going to bend more. You have to have a higher length in regard to the actual pole structure, so it would far further. The shorter the actual thing is, that's where it can bend and collapse. So it's actually not going to go as far.
During the construction phase, they've shown the Jones driveway, St. Bartman. Where will the trucks park during construction? Will it be on the other property?
So we actually, yes, we can utilize this right here for Linda's approval to, you know, utilize that. I also have talked to Howard about, you know, really scheduling out with him while he's over the road and not going to be there to utilize that time. And I said, you know, we want to be great neighbors. We want to really work together to utilize that time appropriately. I mean, there are times where he is over the road, but, like, 2 weeks sometimes at a time?
No.
Two or three weeks at a